Chapter 6 James's Promotion. Some time later, as John and I were returning home from having done some business in town for the squire, we came upon a boy who was trying to make his horse jump over a fence. The gate was pretty high, and the horse pretty young, so it was very scared and refused to move for the boy. This appeared to make the boy angry, for he started hitting the horse again and again. I was upset to see the horse being so cruelly treated. As we came closer, we watched the boy stand behind the horse and try pushing it forward, and when the horse still didn't move, he again started hitting it. This time, however, the horse yelled out and kicked with its back legs, sending the boy into some nearby bushes. "The boy deserved to be kicked," said John laughingly, as he watched the horse run away. "Hey, you there," yelled the boy. "Come and help me out of these bushes." As we drove away from the boy, John said, "No, I think you're where you should be. Maybe next time you won't try to make a horse do something it's too young and afraid to do." Shortly after, as we were driving by a nearby farm, a man and woman came running out to us, asking if we'd seen their boy.
"He's gone for over an hour, and his little horse came running home without him."
"I think that horse is happier now that he lost the boy, who we saw beating him a few moments ago."
"I'm sorry, sir. You saw our boy doing what?" the farmer asked.
So John told him what he'd seen and added,
"Sir, I'm sorry to be so angry with your boy, but no animal deserves to be treated so badly."
"Oh, I hope our boy is okay. I'm going to look for him now,"
cried the woman as she started hurrying down the road. But the man stopped her, yelling,
"You just go back inside, woman. That boy has hurt that horse for the last time. I'll go get him, and when I do, he's going to get the same beating he'd given that horse. Thank you, sir, for telling us what you'd seen."
We rode on, and as soon as we had arrived back at our stables, John told James about the boy.
"That had to have been Bill Bushby," said James. "He probably deserved that kick from the horse. I knew him at school, and he was always thinking himself better than others just because he was a farmer's son. He used to be cruel to the younger students until I and some other boys stopped him. He would hurt anything he could get his hands on. I remember seeing him pulling the wings off a living fly one time."
"James, could you run and get some oats for Beauty?" John asked. And just after James had left the stable, Squire Gordon entered carrying a letter.
"John," he said, looking a little sad, "is James a fine worker, or have you sometimes found him doing things he shouldn't?"
"He's an excellent worker, sir," said John.
"Well, when you give him a job to do on his own, have you ever found that he stopped at a friend's house along the way, or took care of some business other than ours, and just left our horses alone for a period of time?"
"Never, sir," said John.
"I'd like to know who's told you such things, sir. I'd like to have a talk with that person and find out why he finds it so important to lie about James."
Since the oat box was just outside of the stable, James had returned almost as quickly as he'd left, and heard the whole conversation between John and the squire. As he came back into the stable, Squire Gordon turned to him, saying,
"James, my boy, we need to talk a bit. Come here, please."
James put the bag of oats down and approached the squire, looking a little worried.
"It seems that John has a very good opinion of you."
"I'm glad to know that, because I just received a letter from my sister's husband, Sir Clifford Williams. He's needing a new driver, so he asked me to recommend a young, honest, and hard-working man to replace his old one. I can't think of a better person than yourself. They'll pay you 18 shillings a week,
and provide you with all of your working clothes and a place to sleep. Oh, and you'll be given an assistant, too." James couldn't believe what he was hearing. This was great news. "Now, I must say that it's hard for me to give you away to another farm. I like your work, and I know John will miss you terribly."
"That's right. But I'd never think of trying to change your mind about taking such a good opportunity."
"How old are you, James?" asked the squire.
"I'll be 19 in May, sir."
"Well, that's a little younger than they'd asked for. John, what's your opinion?"
"Well, sir, he is young, but he's quick and strong, and he has a natural understanding of how to treat horses, which I think makes up for his lack of driving experience. I think he's the best man for the job, sir."
So it was agreed that, after 6 weeks of training, James would move to his new home. And for those 6 weeks, we were all busier than ever before. We were driven all over the countryside and all over town. After just 2 weeks, James was driving us completely on his own.